You tell me that after all this walking the walk and talking the talk, you're just about ready to be flipped over on your back and be made to shut up. Well, baby, you come to the right place. See, I got half a notion to do just what you want and done, and when I'm done with my doing, you and I will get more down than was ever got off a duck, a goose, or any other bird. See, baby, I'm reading the writing on your face. It ain't easy playing the man. It ain't easy playing the man.
That song started out as kind of a goof, really, on sort of masculine role-playing, I guess. I grew up in a town and a community where there were certain specific requirements for manhood. Silly. So I was just kind of playing around, and then there's kind of like an S&M sort of undertone to the thing, I guess, just because I think, you know, so much of male posturing is about violence or the threat of physical violence, or at least some sort of aggressive physicality.
Singer-songwriter Dave Hall talks about his new CD, Playin' the Man, on this edition of Audiophile. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm Pam Marshall. With his music, Hall questions the concept of masculinity, attacks homophobia, and exposes the insanity of war.
You'll be called a hero, be remembered until the next war comes, and somewhere else's blood will spill, and they'll wrap you in your flag, they'll bury you on the hill, the grass above you may fade away, but your color never will.
In his song Zoe and Chloe, Hall chillingly reminds us that homophobia can be deadly.
They didn't have much, they had enough, everything they needed under the sun, but they didn't have a gun. Zoe and Chloe were lovers. Zoe and Chloe were lovers.
The song started out as just kind of, I like the two names, Zoe and Chloe. They're just kind of two of my favorite names, and I sort of noticed that they rhymed, and I, you know, just sort of played around with the pairing of them, and then I thought, oh, two lovers, one Zoe, one Chloe, and I kind of just tried to imagine what their life might be like. I started thinking about certain incidents that I'd read about in the press over number of years, specifically a case in the American Northwest where two women were found murdered. You know, I think every writer wants to think that their work is universal, and I think, you know, most of the songs on the CD are about universal themes. Anyone should be able to relate to it.
Tennessee native Carol Plunk combines strong vocals with acoustic guitar on her new self-titled CD.
Daddy is a rich man, Mama's feeling blue. He controls her every little step, and yet, but she's still true. I don't know why she does it. I couldn't.
Plunk's songs are all original and based on the poetry of everyday relationships and experiences.
I've seen them come and I've seen them go. I've heard the lies that have been told. I've been right there and I've had my share when misconception takes its toll.
first song on the CD. I kind of had an interesting story behind it. It was written basically, you know, about a friend, real good friend, and they decided that they were getting too close to me as far as having feelings, and they needed to just cut off all ties. And then they decided that they could deal with it and stuff like that. It was kind of a confusing situation, which prompted me to write that song.
We asked Plunk about her experience performing as an out musician.
Performing as an out musician has not really been a problem for me. I've been accepted everywhere that I have went. And as far as performing, places that I performed that have not known have kind of figured it out by the end of the night and have been very accepting of it.
Carole Plunk's live performances have included the 1996 Summer Olympics, and she has told Audiophile that she is fortunate enough to be able to support herself through her music.
Do gay men really listen to show tunes? Despite the obvious stereotype, Stage 2, The Human Heart, is a refreshing concept, because on this CD, there's no effort to hide behind heterosexual pronouns.
Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly. I've gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Stage 2, The Human Heart, is beautifully produced and resonates with love songs from both popular and lesser-known musicals. Vocalists Francis Cruz, Charlie Owens, Ralph Pena, and Sean Ray create a romantic ambiance which, though clearly and unequivocally gay, is universal in its appeal.
He loves and she loves and they love, so won't you love me as I love you? Earth love and bees love and whispering trees love, and that's what we both should do.
That does it for this edition of Audiophile. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can write to Audiophile, P.O. Box 4223, Sunland, California, 91041. And, as always, keep listening.
She loves and they love, so won't